The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.
The coach of the Geelong West Giants, Greg Mallor, who is a regular on K-Rock Football.
Hey, he's K-Rock's own.
He is K-Rock's own. We'll talk about some of his players that are K-Rock's own and see how we go. But, Greg, welcome again to K-Rock Football. And we said in the opener, this is it probably. It's an elimination final for you. You win and you're still there, and lose and it's going to be mightily difficult to make the finals from here.
Yep, that's it. It's good to see you boys again. It's been,
it's been a couple of weeks.
It's been a while. It's probably been our longest stretch. We enjoy it, and we're looking to put on a good performance today. And you're right. This is an important game. Well, they all become important, really. We know Newtown are pretty good through the midfield, so that we need to try and match it with them there.
Lost last week to Grovedale by 14 points, so a pretty even contest. But does it come down to then you during the week talk to the players about the fact that every game now is you have to win it basically to make the five?
Yeah, well, I think that definitely that is true. But it's also for us as a young developing group is teaching them how to play and to stay in games for like the Grovedale game. We probably had the better of the game for three quarters, and it was some, at the third quarter was a little lapse where they a bit smarter through the midfield, and we made some costly errors in our back half defending, some structural stuff as well too. So all that, as you've got a young group going through, and we talk about it and teach it during the week, and understand that that not getting it right can have some serious consequences, and you go from probably being in control of the game and giving up six goals in the third quarter, and you lose it. So that's what we're working on, I guess the positives, if we get everything right and play four quarters of really strong football, well, the results generally go your way. You win enough games, you play finals, and if you don't, you miss out. So that's where we're at.
Looking at your side today, Greg, just walk through some of your changes with us. Obviously, Emmanuel James not playing. What's where's he at today?
He's standing over there. He won't be playing. Yeah. He hurt his knee in maybe the last 2 seconds of the Grovedale game. It looked bad. But thankfully, I'm not sure whether he'll get back this year, which is unfortunate if the case, because he's getting close to a VFL game. Yeah, I would have thought that he should have been in the side, to be honest, ahead of a couple of guys that got him. But so hopefully he might miss somewhere between two and four, and can get back play a few games.
Just on Nick Wood, how's he travelling?
He's one of his teeth doesn't look like it's taking, so he might miss a it was four, and he might be done for the rest of the year.
That's bad news. And some players today, just go through some of these new players to keep an eye out for today. Those listening at home or watching on the live feed, who's some of the younger players to keep an eye out on today?
Well, Kane Sewell's playing his first game today, so that's it's a good it's always exciting when you get a young bloke who's playing his first game of footy. So Kane's been with us for a couple of years, played twos. He's been one of our more consistent players in our development side, and so he'll get his opportunity. He plays mostly in midfield in the development side, and but he'll play forward. So he's one. Lockie Hanley's back, so he'll be pretty handy for us. Give us a bit of strength in the
Corey Griffin.
Griffin. He's played one game of senior footy. He's a bit like Kane. He's just pretty tough at it.
K-Rock's own Darnell Edwards is back in.
Yeah.
He is. He hopefully plays as well as he did last time, you boys.
He only likes the K-Rock games.
He gets on the telly. He's likely to show himself up.
So. Has there been any in-house blueing in relation to K-Rock's own? Because Max Kelly's taken that mantle really upon himself.
He has.
To being K-Rock's own.
He talks about it.
He would.
We know.
He chases Nico when he comes off to give him a comment and tell Nico how he's going.
Wouldn't have liked the attention that Darnell Edwards was getting in his first game. That would be fair to say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he felt like that. It was you guys jumped off him pretty
quick. He'd been getting cheated on or something.
He ran pretty close to the box at one stage. I reckon he heard it say it. He turned around. He filled up a bit,
I reckon.
Yeah,
I reckon he might have too.
We'll go to you firstly, Heath, before I go again.
Yeah, Greg.
Yes.
Mate, good to see you firstly. The Colac win at Colac, I was watching from afar from then. Obviously a great win for the footy club. And then you've had honourable losses Are we still treating them as honourable losses at West, or are we past that? Or?
No, oh, we're well and truly past it. We, you know, and those losses have been, you know, it's pretty much like the Grovedale game, just learnings from young players about understanding how we set up, how we want to play the game, you know, some decision making at crucial times, you know, all of that. So that's, you know, we're working on it.
Yep. And out here today, Newtown, we just spoke to Damien. They've had a tough game last week against Leopold. I see your list pretty young. You speak about it being young.
He always puts their team down, though.
Yeah,
he
puts them down a little bit. They've had 80 tackles there under the pump a little bit. So.
This is what we like.
I reckon with your, you know, with the speed of the game today, if you boys can get that up and about, you might be able to worry them a little bit. I think, you know, Leopold, I can remember when I've coached there before, that game after can be difficult to get back up from. So,
well, Grovedale Centre was hard as nails. It was a big slosh pit there too. So I think we're all pretty even.
And Grovedale last week, I watched a little bit of the tape. You must have been disappointed that Big Abbott didn't get a game at Geelong VFL. He makes him a pretty different team.
He was amazing
every time he walks out.
He walked off or limped off halfway through the second quarter, and I've gone, I was fingers crossed that might be him for the day. But he came back in the third quarter and was just amazing. And then that's what, you know, like a real strong senior player to lift your group up. And they've got a really young group too, Grovedale, and you know, he was outstanding for him.
So, you have got a young team. No Tyler Watts. Where's he?
He's got a family commitment this weekend.
Okay. So Symes to go against Wilkinson and Waddell.
Yep.
Yeah. Who's going to probably support him in that process?
Tanner Lewis will probably have a bit of a run through there as well.
Yeah. And, I mean, your back line in terms of the setup without Nick Wood, it looks pretty settled though, like in terms of structure-wise.
Well, Brad Wood's this is his second game back. He's been around for a long, long time. Josh Dwyer's first year at their club's been a really good player for us. You know, Lockie Hanley come through there. Obviously, Darnell, he's got lots of promise, and you know, we want him to try and play some free footy and play to his strengths. Because when he gets the ball in hand, he makes really smart decisions with the ball. So, you know, we want our back line to be strong. We want our mids to get back and help him out, and then control the footy with our decision making on the way out, and try and get inside 50 and score. And it's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple.
It's an easy game sometimes.
In terms of, I suppose, those young boys, and then planning for next year. You know, you say have them in the team and make them play better for longer. I mean, that's the key, isn't it? So in terms of the younger boys, you may not have got commitments, but the discussions around having them next year and, you know, getting them into pre-season early and things like that?
Well, look, you look at Tanner Lovell, who's had a massive season. Baxter Mensch's had a massive season. Both, you know, really young players. Tanner's got himself onto a VFL list in the last, you know, fortnight. That's sort of what we're looking at. Nick Hoare's a young fella. I think he's maybe game number 5 or 6 in the forward line, and we think he's got something really special as well too. So that's what it is, trying to keep developing the young players, challenging them to play our style of football and understand how to play our style of footy, and encourage them to be positive about that.
Good luck today. We hope it goes well.
Yeah.
We'll talk to
What's
you
happening to Nico? He's sacking.
No. He's doing other things at the moment.
Getting some KFC.
He's sick and tired of talking to you all the time. That was the problem. Greg Mallor became his best mate. So.
Yeah, that's true.
He was interviewing him on a Sunday while he was doing the lawn.
So. Good luck today. We'll talk to you after
boys,
the game.
The
well done, Greg. Fantastic. Greg Mallor, the coach of the Geelong West Giants. And as for HMC Flooring, as always, our pre-match interviews.
The HMC Flooring pre-game interview.